This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome into another week in review. When it comes to the world of news, talk radio, this is the place to be. A unique program. I'm Doug Steffen, the host and the featured artiste. I like that. The featured artiste is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of a number of trade publications, but Talkers Magazine is his claim to fame. This is longest running, and I think, if I do say so myself, responsible for lots of the buzz about Michael in general, comes from the world of talk and his coverage in Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. They have Talkers TV there, Talkers Radio, great entrepreneurial adventure. Should you want to check it out, find out what your local favorite host is up to and stations and all that stuff. That's what he does. He monitors what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And thus, the stories, the top topics of the week, the 10 big ones, Michael.
Here they are. These were the most talked about stories on talk radio this past week. We have National Football League action at number 10. At number 9, we have two stories. We have the Atkinson hacking charge and the Lena Dunham book flap. We have at number 8, the Fast and Furious case. At number 7, the Navy SEALs bin Laden controversy. At number 6, the Ebola pandemic threat. At number 5, the Obama executive amnesty issue. At number 4, the battle against ISIS. At number 3, the 2016 presidential prospects. At number 2, state victories and the marijuana ballot initiatives tied. And all of that came from, of course, Election Day, which was this past week. And it culminates with the number 1 story being the GOP gains the Senate majority.
There was an election last week? Wow!
Yeah, that was the big story of the week that dominated news talk radio, really, was mostly everything.
Hard for those of us even who don't do a political program to not spend Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday talking about before, during, and after. But now it's time, you know, for those of us who don't do political programs to move on. But it's really difficult to do anything around the elections. And I think maybe to a point it was good, frankly, Michael. I know I took apart some of the things and basically didn't take the same approach to reviewing what went on, because I think it was basically not about who did better or worse. It was just basically a referendum on the horrors of how bad the administration is and how the checks and balances aren't working. Administering nothing works. That's what most people during their exit polling would tell you. They just think nothing's working. And it isn't, in reality.
My perspective is nothing works no matter who.
No matter who it is, exactly.
Go from one side to the other.
Exactly.
Back to the other, back to the other.
It's just too big.
That's the way it's been throughout history.
Yeah, right. Just too big.
I mean, otherwise we would have had one party in power all these years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, the two-party system gives the American public the opportunity to punish each incompetent party every few years.
Yep.
And give the other one a chance to mess up.
Yeah. And that's not just federal either. You can apply that to states. The state where you and I both live, Massachusetts, saw a Republican get elected governor. That happens with regularity. You can't ever get a you can't get a Republican-controlled Senate or House in the state, but you can get a Republican governor, because it's just the realities of the state. You wouldn't find there are enough Republicans to run for these offices to get in play. I mean, I looked at so many things. I don't know, when you looked at your ballot, there was so many unchallenged positions, even for the state Senate. It floored me, frankly, that there were so many seats and a congressional seat that was formerly occupied by a guy named Markey, who's now the senator. He didn't really have a challenge, and the woman who replaced him didn't have a challenge. That's really amazing.
Yeah, well, they call it, you know, the power of the incumbency.
Yeah, right.
And for the most part, whether they have challenges or not, whether they run unopposed or they run with challenges, incumbents usually win. And it's ironic that that happens. At the same time, people complain about throwing the bums out.
Right.
There are too many incongruities for me to try to make sense out of it. I find that many of the arguments that you hear don't make sense at all, and people talk about what they think is reality as opposed to what really is reality.
Yep.
Let's talk about the people who were on that survey. We have number 10, Rush Limbaugh, and number 9, Cheryl Atkinson and Lena Dunham. Eric Holder's at 8, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz at 7, Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan at 6, Bill and Hillary at 5, Scott Walker at 4, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi at 3, John Boehner at 2, and Barack Obama at 1. Obviously, most of our top 10 are held by political figures
so
this week.
So then why is Limbaugh in this? Is it because of his influence on voters? What's the spin on Limbaugh? In terms of, we all know he's the number one talk host in the history of the
game. Yeah, Limbaugh is so basically involved in politics that his name seems to come up in conversations about politics.
Yeah, yeah. All right, last week you told us that Talkers was going to unveil the Heavy 100 list of sports talk hosts. You did that. How'd that go over? Any surprises?
Oh, it goes over with, first of all, our... the website at which Talkers is located, talkers.com, almost crashed a few times.
really?
Yeah, well, what happens is, you know, we're geared as a trade publication, so we don't try to get consumers and listeners and people outside the business to visit us, although a lot do. It's not our primary goal. So what happens is when we have this Heavy 100, all the sports talk show hosts, we're talking about it.
Right.
So you had thousands and thousands, I mean, beyond anything that you can imagine, sports fans coming to it. And then, of course, they get either angry because their favorite host is not on it because they don't understand it's industrial. You know, it's the most important, basically, to the industry. It's not, you know, how could you put this guy on there? He stinks.
Yeah. Right.
You know. So it was a pretty busy week.
I'm looking at the number one guy was Mike Francesca. Is that how you pronounce his name, Francesca or Francesca?
It's pronounced Francesa.
Francesa, okay. So he's number one. That's a big place for people to be. Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton,
yeah.
Yeah, number two there. Jim Rome, no surprise there. He's been around for a long time. Dan Patrick in the number. I'm just going through the top five here to see. I recognize all the names so far, and I'm not a sports person. Mike Valenti and Terry Foster in Detroit, number five. Mike Felger and Tony Maserati, who are in Boston here on WBZ, number six. Number seven, Mike and Mike on ESPN. Number eight, Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson, a couple of more from Detroit. Angelo Cataldi from Philadelphia is number nine. And Dan Libertard and Stugatz, who are they? Where are they from? They're from ESPN.
Miami.
Yeah. That's
interesting. Yeah. We mix national and local.
Yeah.
Because these local hosts are very important to the industry.
Of course they are.
And sports talk radio really sets an example that I wish we had more of in news talk radio, mm-hmm. where there were more local hosts. Nothing against you. You're a leading national host, and I think national talk radio is very important.
Yeah.
But I think that the stations that you're on would have more listeners if you were on with some good local hosts surrounding you.
Right. Well, that's be an inside story. But, yeah, it is easy enough to do that if you think about how to do it. But because I can produce a radio program that's much better than what they can produce locally, and they blend in their local stuff with the personality and conversation that we might have in the Good Day program, and then you got something. I'm looking at this list here. I'm looking for the cities that have more than one sports talk radio station to see how, and I guess I'll use Boston as an example, although there's some really great, I'm just sort of coming around to this, finding that when I listen, I find most talk radio bores me, frankly, and I'm a news talk radio hostess, but I don't do what the norm is because it's not a political show. But I find myself listening to some of these characters on sports talk radio because they are just that. They seem, they're almost like this Dem, Dads, D's, and Does guys who are, in many instances, much more sophisticated than they want to let you think that they are. But some of the stuff is just fun. to listen to them go back and forth. I guess the big story is A-Rod this week, in a manner of speaking, you know, whether he's going to get caught for lying about something that they can't catch him on. I always love that. If somebody gets caught, like Roger, the pitcher, Roger Clemens, he wasn't found guilty of steroids, but they try to hang him on lying to Congress. Well, that's what they're trying to do with A-Rod. Same thing. But I love listening to these guys talk about these characters. I don't know what it is, Michael. It's just sort of refreshing. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, sports is entertainment.
Yeah.
Right. So it's as refreshing as celebrity gossip. I mean, it's not politics. It's not serious issues.
Yeah.
It's serious emotion about unserious things.
Well, but the other side of it is that you have, this maybe is a lesson for those of us who are in the news talk world to have more fun, in a sense.
Maybe.
You think? Yes or no?
I don't totally agree.
You don't?
No. Having fun is subjective. Mm-hmm. I think that news talk radio has an important obligation to talk about important issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people tune in.
Yeah.
And these same people can have fun with sports and have fun with celebrity gossip and watch cartoons if they want and go out and have Chinese food. I mean, the world is, there's a lot of things that people do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you can have fun doing news talk, but I don't think it should be frivolous.
All right. Michael Harrison, no frivolity here. We're just talking about the issues and stories of the week. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking out for your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
For more information on the Kriebel Foundation's Lens of Liberty program and how you can get involved, visit lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a...
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moving along, or continuing along, with our overview of what's going on, the charts from Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, for the week of November 3rd through the 7th. Interesting things, as there always are. There's never, what I get a kick out of, sometimes we listen to some of these stations that call us on the air and say, well, it was a slow news week this week, and we haven't got much to talk. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. When the world is full of interesting, fascinating people and things going on all the time, if it isn't in the news, I mean, you can always find something, I think, that stimulates people. I find talking about religion and faith is one of the great things, although some people say, well, that's offensive to some. How is that any more offensive than what goes on in the world of news talk, political radio?
Well, religion, like politics and like gossip and like fun, you know, and sports permeates all discussion. So when we talk about formats, we're talking about those that specialize in or focus or are oriented toward a certain thing. And the religious stations, there are all kinds. There's your Christian news talkers, which are very similar to general news talkers, but they come from a Christian, usually conservative political point of view.
Right.
Then you have the evangelical stations. These are absolutely totally involved with religion, not Catholic, but evangelical Christian. And they're usually tied to ministries, where it's not just a radio station. They often have a TV station and a ministry. In other words, they're electronic age churches, and they're all over the country. This is a huge, huge industry, if you will. And then you have Catholic radio, which SiriusXM has a very active Catholic channel, and they're tied in usually with the local diocese of the Catholic Church. And they deal with a different perspective on the issues. So you have different kinds of religious talk radio in America.
So under the circumstances, though, the sorts of issues you do get, as you were suggesting, politics in some of these venues, but they talk about themselves, their religion. How do they get sponsorships? How do those stations make money?
The evangelical stations, which I think are the most numerous, make money from their listeners. They are nonprofit churches, and they pass the plate around on the air. And you see a lot of that on television. The others operate as regular radio stations or radio shows with advertising because they have significant amounts of listeners.
See, I think that's what throws people. Although I've heard on some of the religious stations, The advertisers are religious book
those two,
shops.
And... But most of the money on the evangelical stations comes from the listeners.
So
I may be wrong. I may be wrong to what degree, and I may be wrong in some instances. But generally speaking, from my knowledge and my observation of this end of the industry, that's the way it is.
So is that in a sense like NPR when they have
in a sense it is, but it's more like going to church.
I'm passing the plate.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Churches are supported by their parishes, by the parishioners, by the congregation.
I remember once a number of years ago, I could tell a quick story, a fellow who had one of these ministries of the air, and he wanted to keep it going, so he'd keep asking for money and donations. He was dead 10 years before anybody figured it out that his wife and his son were just living off of the donations that were coming in for support of his ministry, which was long over because he was dead.
Wow. Well, you know, whenever you're in a business where you're exempt from tax and you make money asking for donations, and there is this overtone that, you know, you'll go to heaven and not hell if you give us money, it lends itself to con people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're all dishonest. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying is that that's an arena that has historically been vulnerable to invasions by con artists.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we continue our overview and conversation about the world of News Talk Radio, a feature every week at this time.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison joins us every week. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're focusing on the stories and how they are played sometimes by the various members of these teams of hosts. Why is it decided, speaking of that, that there be a dual host sometimes, especially on the sports talk stations, but in general, morning shows, some afternoon shows, have two hosts instead of one. Do you ever hear from people that think that that's confusing and they can't tell whose voice is who?
Well, sometimes if they don't do it properly, it can be confusing. But when it's done properly, it's a technique it can be very effective. For one host to command the attention of an audience, they have to really be good at what they're doing, which is not to say that teams are not good. But teams often supply a different dynamic. And, why do solo hosts have guests?
Mm-hmm.
Having the guest is like having a different team member on the air. You just have, a stream of different ones. You have guests. You even have on your daily show a whole team around you.
I do. I like to have their point of view. I may lead the band, but mm-hmm. I ask people who are listening and people who are on my staff, people who are on the air with me, to work their way through. And sometimes they might set something up, and then I give you my opinion. Most of the time, I don't give my opinion alone. If I'm looking for opinions, I'll look for it not from just me, but from the people who are on the air with me or the people who are around the virtual table at home who may call or express themselves on social media. But I really want to get a lot of different opinions, because I think that just happens to be my MO. I don't think my opinion is the end-all and be-all, but anybody who's an expert will always tell you that the people who are listening to these sorts of discussions want to know your opinion. They want to know what to think about you, and thus they figure it out, or at least they think they figure it out, by listening to you tell whatever it is that you may think about a particular issue. Do you think that's normal? Is that?
I think opinion is an important part of this kind of radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this kind of radio is based on opinion. How much opinion? How many opinions? The quality of the opinions? These are all things subject for discussion and to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely opinion is part of it.
Right. Okay. So with that having been said, Mike Huckabee has been on the radio for, since he ran for president 6 years ago, is that?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So he's built up a stable of stations. He did a noontime talk show for, about a year or so, at the same time Limbaugh was on, to try to get stations interested in having a program that may have the same approach to the issues but not sound the same, a kinder, gentler sort of, kind of like what we hear from Medved and some of the other more intelligent conservative. This is me speaking. I'm giving you my opinion. I like the so-called Salem radio stations and networks and stuff are aimed at presenting a particular point of view, and it's mostly right of center. But the hosts they have, and I use Medved as an example, or Dennis Prager, are very intelligent. They really do give you something to think about. Their ratings are not always as high as some of the other rabble-rousers, but they're just smart. And I kind of respect that. I like that more. But why do you suppose that doesn't do as well as sometimes some of the more bombastic approaches to the issues?
Why it doesn't do as well in terms of numbers? Because obviously bombast, controversy, hyperbole, sensationalism, excitement, sells.
Yeah. All right. So is that why Huckabee, who has a measured, intelligent approach, doesn't work, and now he's sort of being replaced, at least over at that stable, with Mike Rogers, the former congressman, who, again, this is my own opinion, Doug Steffen says this about that. I think Rogers is vapid. He has no real depth. I don't think that his program, I wish him well, but because whenever we have these shows, new people come on, it's good for the format.
The difference is they're bringing Rogers in a short-form feature, which is just a few minutes.
Oh, I thought he was going to do a two-way talk program as well. Not
no.
So. Oh, okay.
No, they backed off on. They never. They.
Ah.
They've learned their lessons.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. I got it. Okay. I didn't realize. So that does prove something in a sense.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. You're absolutely right. You just didn't realize you were.
Yep. That happens a lot. As it turns out, that's very interesting. Yeah, right. I was right, but I didn't know I was right.
Right.
All right. So politics, because this was the whole week of politics, there were some people who ran for office who were talk radio folks who did quite well. The fellow that runs a station in Houston, Dan Patrick, not the sports Dan Patrick.
Yeah, I know. This guy has to go through his whole life now saying I'm not
the sports
guy. How many people do you think voted for him thinking
he was the other guy?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Then they're going to see him on TV and go, why?
Who is that guy?
He got younger or whatever.
Right. So how does that work, though? How did it work? Can you give us a quick lesson in how talk radio people have over the years decided to run, how they've handled the equal time ruling, and are they, because of the very fact they're exposed to so many people, almost automatic shoo-ins for being elected?
Well, first of all, they're not shoo-ins for being elected. Many have lost. More have lost than have won.
Really?
Quite often, people from politics come into talk radio. Mm-hmm. The grass is not greener on either side. Politicians think, wow, talk radio has all this power, so if I lose election, I could always do talk radio and maybe get back into power. Mm-hmm. It's a murky area. Sometimes people from newspapers, sometimes people have written books, sometimes people who've made movies have gotten into politics. There's no hard and fast rule about it, other than there is a connection mm-hmm. between people who run for office or have been in office and people who've hosted shows. There is a connection. Probably the most successful person who did radio who then went into politics was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan did a commentary for years on radio after being
Death
an actor.
Days and that sort of thing. All right, let's pick this thread up in a moment. The essence of what happens to politicians become radio hosts or vice versa. Michael Harrison's the expert. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Countdown Review.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking out for your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
For more information on the Kriebel Foundation's Lens of Liberty program and how you can get involved, visit lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Talk radio in review, the essence, the ups and downs, the careers of people who are on the radio now and whether they cross over into politics or vice versa. Michael and I were talking about those who have been successful. We mentioned a guy named Dan Patrick, who I think was a host and then bought a station. Didn't he in Houston or in that area somewhere?
I think he was. I think he was involved in radio. Well, obviously as a talent.
Right.
Many owners and managers have been talents.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just like in sports.
Well, but who, do you want to give us some examples of people who have run for office and either won? We used, I mean, I'm looking at Huckabee, who was a politician, then got on the radio. We're now doing the other thing sort of backwards with Rogers. And I think about guys like Buddy Cianci, who was the, mayor of a
mayor,
province.
Then he became a host, and now he ran and he lost, so he's back.
He was
a great
also
example
a
of a successful mayor and a successful host was Ed Koch.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Koch was the mayor of New York, I think, for 2 or 3 terms.
Yep.
Controversial. Some people don't like him, but he was basically a success. And then he became a talk show host and was very, very successful at that. Remember there was a governor, I think, in Virginia, Doug, I forgot his last name, African-American. He became a talk
Doug
show
Wilder.
Host. Yeah, and he became a talk show host and failed.
Yes, right.
Jim Hightower did not succeed as a talk show host after having a high-profile position, I believe, in Texas politics.
Yep.
Jerry Brown, after being governor and running for president, he decided to become a talk show host. He did that nationally for a while, and then
Can I take a side street with you for a second for purposes of telling a quick Jerry Brown story?
Sure.
At one of the talkers' conventions on the West Coast when Jerry was doing a program, I don't remember where it was, but I remember I'm walking across a bridge, and Jerry Brown was standing there looking at something. He looked up and saw me, and he pulled me over, and he spent 4 or 5 minutes telling me, this was when he, you know, sort of established himself, what he was trying to do, and he was asking me if he was doing it right.
I'm laughing because I have my own Jerry Brown story.
I would bet it was the same thing. I mean,
it was more than 4 or 5 minutes, though.
Right, yeah.
Jerry Brown would call me up every night and keep me on the phone for 4 or 5 hours.
Really?
What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And he never took my advice.
Really?
And whenever I would try to tell him the truth, he would argue with me. He'd ask me for my opinion, then argue with me to convince me that his opinion was right and I'm wrong. Right.
Yeah.
And I eventually stopped taking his calls.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think isn't that perfect?
It really drove me crazy.
Well, he didn't, I just thought that was interesting because he didn't really want my opinion. He just wanted to tell me what he was doing.
he was also for the bringing back the fairness doctrine.
Oh my God!
And you know, look, I have mixed feelings about Jerry Brown. Having known him, like any politician I've ever known, I always go, "Oh my gosh, these guys are running a state."
Yeah, right.
You know,
my God, these guys are running the country. Ah,
exactly. Yeah. But on the other hand, you got to give Jerry Brown credit for sticking to it.
Yep.
He was governor of California in a whole different era, then left, ran for president several times, was almost made fun of in the culture, Governor Moonbeam and all that.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was the butt of a lot of jokes. Yep.
He did a pretty good job of running for president, didn't get the nomination. Clinton beat him, but he beat Clinton in a number of states. I know he won Connecticut in the primary back in 92 or whatever it was. And then decided to go back in politics, and after having been a national figure and a governor of the biggest state, ran for mayor of Oakland and won, and was a very effective mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, he became mayor of Oakland, and then he went and became, I believe, attorney general, which was the same path he took, and ran for governor, and is governor again? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it shows that if you focus on what your desire is, you can accomplish it. I think that's what that shows more. It doesn't make any difference whether it's politics, whether it's the radio business, whether it's any kind of business, an invention. If you're looking for a woman or a man in your life and you get your sights set on one thing and you keep working it and working it and working it, you will have a hard time failing, I think, if you're really, really interested in succeeding. And then you focus. And that's, you know, I mean, look at, for all you say about Bill Clinton or Mrs. Clinton, as far as I'm concerned, either of those two, man, you may not agree with where they come from, but are they focused? They are focused.
Absolutely. They live for it.
Yeah.
They live for it and they love it.
Which, when you look at the Bushes, the fact that they, I mean, accidental or not, it seems almost accidental. George W. Bush, if you read anything you believe anything you read, he didn't really want to be president. And then he got into it, so I like the power, and so I'll run again. And the same can be said for his father. He didn't really want to run, but everybody convinced him. I mean, Mitt Romney will tell you the same thing. I didn't really want to run, but, I mean, do you believe that? I guess
no. I don't believe. I believe Romney wanted it. I believe Romney was devastated.
Mm-hmm. You think he'll run again? How about he runs again in 2016? A lot of people want him to run again.
He has said, and his wife has said, no way. I think they were very burned. I think they were scarred by it.
Yeah.
But Romney could pull a Nixon, and when he seems like he's totally gone, could come back, run, and win.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, if the president keeps getting in the way of things the way he has, and the two houses are Republican, the people still see things screwing up. They'll blame Obama, and maybe Mrs. Clinton can win next time.
Well, we'll see. It might be a Clinton-Bush race. Wouldn't that be a
Republican? Wouldn't that be interesting? Right. All right. Here you've heard it. Lots of ups and downs and sideways interpretations of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the mind of the man who knows it best, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Check it out any day of the week, all week long. There are great stories in there about some of your favorite hosts. I'm Doug Steffen. Hope I'm one of them.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now time for us to overview from the Talkers Magazine charts of this past week, the items of interest from the legal side of things. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, bon vivant, expert on scams. His wife loves him. All of those great things are important to somebody someplace. What's important to us is that you have a quick mind, a sharp mind, and you're a great student of things, of all things legal. So when I look at the stories this week, the charts for the week of November 3rd to the 7th, I see at number 5 the president's executive amnesty proposal or issue or whatever. How can anything be done legally without challenge to allow, what was it, the number was 30 million people to get green cards? Could he pull this off without going to the Senate and the House?
I'm not sure that he can, because, you know, it is one thing for a president to pardon and provide amnesty, but every one of those people would have to be individually charged and individually investigated. You know, it's a totally different thing. We had an amnesty for draft evaders at the end of the Vietnam War. It went through Congress, which is the appropriate venue. I just wonder if this is the president posturing here and not really going to follow through with this.
Well, if he does, you could expect a Supreme Court challenge, I'm going to guess, on something as important as this. Speaking of that, Supreme Court this week had a number of hearings. What did you think the most important one was? There was what seemed to be minutiae or stories that are too hard to quickly explain. I mean, issues that are too hard to explain on the radio. I know each day I look at this and I think, okay, how do I summarize what's going on? How do you summarize?
Yeah, 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 I got to admit, what I saw at the Supreme Court this week was really nothing particularly noteworthy. The biggest court news I saw was for the first time in about 40 different appellate decisions regarding same-sex marriage, you had an appeals court rule that same-sex marriage could be banned. And what was interesting about this is when the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago decided not to hear any appeals on the total constitutionality of a right to have same-sex marriage, one of the bases for them not taking the case was they said that every one of the appellate courts that had heard this had ruled in allowing it, so that since there was no dispute among the appellate courts, there was no reason for the Supreme Court to step in. This could force the hand of the Supreme Court, and that, I think, is probably the most significant court case of the week.
All right. The Fast and Furious case back in front and center position. When is Mr. Holder leaving? And they still, is this a chance to get him? He's going, so why bother?
Don't let the door hit you on the way.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Eric Holder, you know, has already indicated he's going to leave. I'm not sure the exact date. It doesn't mean that he could not be held accountable for problems with Fast and Furious, but I doubt there's the political will, particularly by Republicans who are now looking for bigger fish to fry. So I think he's going to dodge the bullets on that one.
Good riddance. There was a story this week, and I'm trying to think back to it, frankly, the scam things that you are always talking about. There's a great website, by the way, scamaside.com, which is Steve's way of helping a lot of people get informed about the dangers of scams. The latest information. Were there a couple of scams when it came to voting this week? There were online approaches to people that had nothing to do really with the election, but yet they were sort of suckered into buying something to get more information about voting. And they're just, you know, that's not what really happened.
Yeah, you know, there is absolutely no event that happens in great scale in the country today that doesn't provide fodder for scam artists.
Right.
And so people were getting contacted by emails telling them that they could register to vote and vote electronically. And all they had to do was provide some basic information like their social security number. A lot of people fell for this. They provided the information. They became victims of identity theft. Same thing with people receiving calls just before the election. There's been a problem with your registration. We need to confirm your information. And it comes back to whatever it is, it's a really easy rule to follow. Anyone that asks you for personal information that you have not contacted and you're sure is not legit, and sure is legit, anyone that contacts you by phone, text message, email, or whatever, you do not provide information to them. If you even think there's a scintilla of a possibility of it being legitimate, you hang up, you go and send an email, you contact the place that is legitimate to find out. So this is, unfortunately, people just being too trusting.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney for the overview of things that have happened this week. Good in review. Thanks, Steve. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.